Every year, he decorates his office the same exact way. And every time he explains the joke, he cackles like a hyena.
Rock and roll! Touchdown, Houston!
First question comes from Dan Charman. Dear Drew, anything in the pipeline for the Texans to come to Wembley Stadium? Wembley, of course, is in the United Kingdom, Great Britain, overseas. And I don't think, Dan, that the Texans are going to be there anytime soon because they just played an international game this year down in Mexico City. So, no, probably not anytime soon, but could happen someday down the line. Andrew Gonzalez. Dear Drew, the O-line looked pretty solid against the Colts. But the real fear every team has is our run game. Perhaps we see a split back formation to boost our backfield productivity, maybe open up the deep ball. Yeah, you might see them add a back in the backfield. I don't know about that. I think the way the run game has been going, it's pretty darn good. It's something to stick with, something to commit to and do. It's the Texans have run for 100 or more yards as a team in 8 straight games. That's the second longest streak in the NFL, so they're doing it right. Andrew, you're doing it right. Because your question is, when'd you scratch off? So scratch, but first, email here, say, hey, I'm the winner, and we'll take care of you. Steve Chambers, dear Drew, how is J.J. Watt recovering? He's doing quite nicely. He's around the stadium. It's good to see him on a daily basis. Still planning to be back in 2017, so all is well, and he's doing great. Pedro Ordonez, dear Drew, will the Texans succeed past the first round of the playoffs? Well, Pedro, let's get in the playoffs first, and the Texans can get in the playoffs if they win their next two and if the Titans were to lose one of their next two. So, theoretically, the Titans lose, the Texans win their next two games, and you go to sleep on Christmas night, and you're in the playoffs, and Santa's coming down the chimney. Joe Dinn, what's more important, get to the playoffs with less than a 2% chance to win it or lose the rest to have better draft positions? I'm always going to go with winning, Joe. Winning. Jeffrey Lux, dear Drew, talk is we need to pick up a free agent corner. I think we could be fine when Joseph comes back. What are your thoughts? Well, yeah, the Texans actually signed a guy off the practice squad, Denzel Rice, and he was active on Saturday. So as far as free agent corners, I don't know that you'll see that going down. It could happen, but probably not. And yeah, we want Joseph to come back healthy. He's got the ribs injury, and that's no fun when you hurt your ribs. And one from our good pal, Doug Emerson, dear Drew. During the holidays, is there anything special the Texans are doing with the fans, and do any of them bake? Doug, the Texans definitely bake, and they even have a cookbook to prove it. It just came out. It's the second one they've done. They've got all sorts of super recipes in here. You got rustic rubs. You got spicy adobo tacos. You got broccoli salad, nachos, sweets, entrees. Go get it. It's online. It's down at the Go Texans store. Thanks, Doug. Merry Christmas to you, and we'll see you next week.